Dear listener, this podcast contains adult language and themes. Magic is not for the faint of heart, and listener discretion is advised.
Black's the night, dark's the soul, tell me now, make me whole. Red's the color of blood and death, take the bones and give them breath. Black's the night, dark's the soul, tell me now, make me whole. Red's the color of blood and death, take the bones and give them breath. Black's the night, dark's the soul, tell me now and make me whole. Red's the color of blood and death, take the bones and give them breath.
When you begin to investigate a curse, you see signs everywhere. It's hard to know what's really relevant to the case. The pentagram spray painted amongst the graffiti on my jogging route? Is that a clue? Or this brand new white Honda Civic that's in front of me at a stoplight? Should I be worried that it's covered in Illuminati symbols despite being an affordable family vehicle? Is it plateless because it's new? Or something more nefarious? Or what about this?
So I never get parking tickets. Right. Ever. For a long time, it was like my thing that like I lived in LA for almost 4 years. Uh-huh. And had never gotten a parking ticket. I like got there at 9, and so I just wasn't thinking about it because I didn't think I was going to stay. Anyway, my fault. But I get the parking ticket, and I didn't even think about it until the next day when I was looking at it to go pay it. The officer who wrote me the ticket, their name was Bailey.
I can't help but feel like the curse is starting to get a little too close to home. And meanwhile, Bailey's luck absolutely has not changed. In the weeks since we started the podcast, he's witnessed 4 car accidents, fielded fraudulent activity on his bank account, and was detained by the police for almost 2 hours in the middle of the night because someone matching his description and his Prius held up a 7-Eleven. As I told you last time, there was one particular recording session that made me realize we were dealing with the supernatural. It wasn't any one thing, rather it was the amalgam of many little things. Things I now consider our very first clues. What you are about to hear is audio from that day. The day I realized Bailey was cursed.
Story time. Story time. It's story time.
Story time with Bailey.
Yeah. You're here too.
Listening time with.
Listening time.
Where is that? So like in the fairy tale theater, a la, what's her name? Oh, fuck, what's her name?
Shelley Duvall?
Yes.
My favorite?
You're the fairy tale and I'm Shelley Duvall.
Okay, yeah, no, I can dig that. Fairy tale theater gave me some pretty hardcore nightmares as a child.
Why?
Well, I was obsessed with it, and I watched it constantly.
Yeah,
but I would.
We had it all taped, we owned it. We like taped.
I had
it
a lot of movies like that. I had like Flight of the Navigator and like Flashdance and like Funny Farm. But
different genres.
Yeah, but no. Okay, all I remember is going to the library and getting. I think it was like.
My neighbors.
Whoa.
Shut their doors.
So fucking, loud.
Literally last night when there was that earthquake, uh-huh. I thought it was my neighbor shutting their door too hard.
Oh, wow. Did
That's
you feel
how
it?
Fucking crazy. I felt it a lot here, actually.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I am on the second floor. But
I live down the street from you. I didn't feel anything.
It was at like 11:30. Were you up?
Probably not.
Yeah, I fucking, yes, felt it a lot.
Wow, that's intense. I mean, I was sleeping. I slept right through it. My cat's probably
nuts. If I had been asleep, I wouldn't have woken up.
Jeez. Okay.
It was pretty short, yeah.
But anyway, fairy tale theater, mm-hmm. as if that's what the podcast is about.
It's important.
I would watch it. You'd get one episode, I'm pretty sure, on each VHS. It wasn't like, it was like you'd go and pick up Cinderella, or maybe you'd have like three.
Yeah, I feel like it was like two, but I don't remember.
I don't remember. But I, my brothers and I would put them on, and
that's adorable.
There's some that are hyper scary. The Little Mermaid one is so scary.
I don't remember. Because they follow
the original stories. It's not like the Disney version. It's like, no, she turns into fucking sea foam. Like, she is.
It's also really sad. Have you actually read it?
Dark. Horrible. No, but I've seen the Fairy Tale Theater, so I know everything.
It's actually really good.
I'm not going to read it. I'm going to watch that again.
No, you should. It's really short. I have it on my. I have it right here. You can read it right now. Oh, no, I don't. That's Grimm's.
Let's read it right now.
No, it's Grimm's. Never mind. I thought I had.
Let's read it out loud.
I thought I had a husband's Jameson, but I don't really have Grimm's. Okay. They're way more fucked up, anyway.
Yeah, and she did a lot of Grimm stuff.
Bloody.
Even the Three Little Pigs one gets kind of dark.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, what?
Yeah.
Shelley, what are you doing?
There's a lot of, like, heroes getting eaten, feel like, is a thing.
Well, they followed the OG stories, morality stories.
Yeah.
Let's teach the children with scary things. Children. It was like the Pied Piper a little bit. It's like, that's the most effed up shite ever. And somehow.
I think it's good to be scared as a kid in like a safe way.
Sure.
Like,
I was always scared. Yeah, sure. I loved it.
Yeah.
I lived next door to this woman growing up till I was like four. That I just. My brothers, anyway. Okay, so my brothers set this up. My brothers would tell me, like, the most fucked up stories when I was a kid. They would tell me that there were murders happening in our neighborhood, or that there were fingers in our stuffing, or at Thanksgiving. So yeah, and they're 10 and 8 years older than me, so
kids
it was
mean,
constant,
like,
like, let's convince him of all these horrible things. So I was jaded, very young. I also believed until I was, like, 8 or 9 that we had another brother that was locked in a cage somewhere because they had convinced me of it. His name was Timmy.
Oh my god. Yeah.
They said there's this boy named Timmy, and he was the younger brother that acted up, so we put him in a cage because he didn't listen to us.
How old were you when you stopped believing that?
I was like 8 or 9. I
was
like a little
late.
Old.
That's like when people like stop believing in
Santa. But I think a piece of me always kind of knew they were joking because they would always kind of laugh about it.
But they put the fear in,
But they talked about it enough that it didn't mess with me. But yeah, but so there was this woman that lived next to us, and she had like her lights would be like different colored. Like she had one red light that was just like really deep in the back of her house that was just the only one that was on sometimes. Ooh. It was just a scary place. And so they told me she was a witch. And so I believed it for forever. And so that really fucked with me.
Some nice old lady living next to you.
Yeah, she was super sweet, but in my mind, she's forever. Just
what did she look like? Did she?
I could not tell you.
Did you ever see her?
If I did, I don't remember what she looked like because it was always sort of like she was either there or not there, and like I don't remember ever seeing her. I don't remember there ever being a car.
That's spooky.
It was like over a little hill because we're in the Midwest. We're in Kansas.
Yeah.
So I'd like go over a little hill. I'd like climb.
Wait,
army
isn't the
climb
whole thing
over this
about,
hill.
Like, it's like flat. Aren't there like not
oh,
hills?
Yeah. Well, okay. So hills
yeah.
define hills because it's like, it's in a neighborhood. So a hill is, to me, is like a knoll. Like, like
okay, yeah.
5 steps, you're up the hill. I'm not talking like something you could roll down.
Oh.
I'm talking like.
Okay.
Yeah.
So where I come from.
Yeah. No, exactly.
We
exactly.
call things hills that other people would
it's
call
a
mountains.
Knoll. No, this is a knoll. No, yeah. Here in LA, I'm like, oh, this is a mountain. And everybody's like, that's a hill. I'm
it's
like,
a mound.
You're... Yeah. I'm like, that's an anthill.
That's
I'm like, no.
Some texture. It's corrugated.
BS. Anyway, why are we here?
I think you have to tell me a story.
Story time.
Do you know which one you're going
to
tell me this
I
week?
Love story time. It's fun to tell stories with you.
Because I'm such a good listener.
Yeah. I've been telling fun stories, but you asked me to shifty.
Yeah.
A little bit this week. So I picked a story that's bigger.
Okay.
And kind of dark.
This is the epic of your life.
This isn't... It's not like the one. This isn't like the one story that... to rule them all. It's just a big one because it lasted really long and it had a lot to do with like things got scary.
Did you take some notes?
I did. I wrote out some notes. I did, because I was like, I need to remember.
You're so prepared. I love it. Well, you're so good at podcasts. So many details.
Before launching into the story itself, Bailey gave a little bit of context.
But so Kansas is a very scary place. In fact, funny story, the Pope at one point, the last Pope, not the most current Pope.
Not the cool Pope.
Right. wouldn't fly over Kansas.
Why?
His reasoning was, the myth goes that there's a place called Stull, Kansas, which is about, it's about right in the middle between Wichita and Kansas City. It's called Stull, S-T-U-L-L. Uh-huh. And you actually can't go there anymore because the cops will run you out because they know people are trying to go there to see this place.
What the fuck?
Apparently, it is a gate to hell.
What?
I swear, look it up right now. I swear, Stull. And the Pope refuses to fly. The
I'm
last
fucking
Pope
sorry.
Refused to fly over it.
How far away is the
is
gate
Kansas.
To hell from where you were at the
ninth gate? Let me show you.
What?
Seventh gate. Let me see. Stull. Yeah, I typed in Stull and it says Stull, Kansas Cemetery.
And the Pope wouldn't. What?
I'm just going to read the.
This sounds made up.
I'm just going to read the Wikipedia. Not All even right. the. Okay, and this is in Douglas County, which is the same county as KU, which is where my robbery happened. Same county.
Oh my God.
This is where my robbery happened. Okay. The Stull Cemetery has gained an ominous reputation due to urban legends involving Satan, the occult, and a purported gateway to hell. The rumors about the cemetery were popularized by a November 1974 issue of the University Daily Kansan, which is the student newspaper at University of Kansas, which I've been featured in before, which claimed that the devil himself appeared in Stull twice a year, once on Halloween and once on the spring equinox. After this article, the legend began to grow, eventually becoming more and more exaggerated. Soon, people said that the cemetery was the location of one of the seven gates of hell. Eventually, the nearby evangelical Emmanuel Church ruin became part of the story. People claimed that it was possessed by the devil and that bottles thrown against its wall would not be shattered. When the chapel's roof was destroyed during a storm, some said that rainwater would not fall into the structure, even though its interior was exposed to the elements. But here's the thing. They won't let you anywhere near that place. They won't let you anywhere near the cemetery. I've heard so many stories of people on Halloween, or not even Halloween, random days in the middle of the year. They go out there.
Let's go check it out.
Let's go see Stull. Let's go find this ninth gate. And apparently there's a grave, too. There's like websites dedicated to this, but there's a grave of somebody that is unmarked, and the symbol that's in it has something to do with the son of Satan, and they believe that maybe the son of Satan
what?
Is buried there, and that's why the yeah.
Should we go? I want to go.
We totally should.
While the lore of Stull is well documented, Bailey's version of the events isn't quite accurate. In particular, the myth of the Pope who refused to fly over Stull. There's no evidence that this pervasive story has any basis in fact. The pop singer Ariana Grande, on the other hand, believes she was visited by a demon after visiting the infamous cemetery, so there's that. But when it comes to the son of Satan, Bailey left out one detail about a popular version of that legend. The mother of that child? You guessed it. She was a witch.
Yeah, so basically there's this church that's been burned down a bunch of times. It's super scary. We'll post the picture on the group.
So this is like
they believe
close
this
to where
is the
this
gate.
Story happened? Or where?
This is a county away.
Ooh!
Yeah, and same with the robbery.
I like this story
same county,
already.
Same county as the robbery. Different county over from this story I'm about to tell.
The story that Bailey told that day was much darker and heavier than the others I'd heard. It involved drug use, violence, mental illness, abuse, and complicated interpersonal relationships. And after a lot of discussion, we decided that most of the story was too personal to share in full. But there is one small part of the story we've decided to play for you. Before you listen, bear in mind that the audio recording has not been altered in any way.
Oh, fuck.
He shows up at my place.
Oh, fuck.
Screaming, banging on the door. I'm surprised nobody called the cops because he was screaming, banging on the door, screaming curse words at me. Bailey, open the fucking door, whatever. I open the door. his eyes are so gone. You know how when you look in somebody's eyes and they're drunk and that you can't really find them? You can see their eyes, but you can't find them. Yes. You know what I mean? Does that make sense? Somebody you know really well. There's that darkness all of a sudden. You're like, what? Whoa, where are you, though? You know? He was like that, but like worse, like glazed and couldn't look straight and was just all over the place. So he was on something else, okay? Couldn't speak right. He was just going after me. I let him in. He comes in. He slams the door and just goes off on me. He's yelling, starts hitting my wall, punching my wall, kicking my chair. My roommate wasn't there. G-Bones had already moved up at this point. And he's crying and he's so upset. I read your fucking messages. And he's got something in his hand.
Is it in his tattooed arm or it's not tattooed?
It's in his tattooed arm.
Okay. So it's in his bad arm.
Yeah. And it's behind him to the right a little bit. He's just holding it. I can't make eyes with him. I remember having my hands on his shoulders, like trying to look him in the eyes and him not being able to do it. And him just yelling. And I finally kind of moved back because I felt his energy was off. And all I said was, "Samson, what is that?" And all he did was lift it up. It's just this little piece of wood. Okay. And I couldn't tell what it was in the moment. It was just this really dark, dark, dark piece of wood. And I was like, "What?" And it's night, so there's. And I don't think I had but like a lamp on. I didn't own very much light as a college.
And you're still just like in your doorway, like door open.
He has come in at this point. He's come into the door. He slammed the door. We're inside. Oh, and it's very dark. P.S. Funny side note is that my roommate had a life-size cardboard cutout of Clint Eastwood that was right next to me this whole time. And it's scary because every time the lights were off, I always thought it was a real person. Anyway, fun side note.
So it's just
sitting there and Clint and
you and Clint Samson. And the psychopath.
So Samson pulls up this thing and I was just like, what is that? And he grabs the side of it and he pulls it up and it's a knife. It's a pocket knife. I still have the knife. I'll show it to you. I actually do still have this knife. It's curved looks like a sickle. Like it looks like a. It doesn't look like a normal like a Boy Scout's knife. It looks like something you gut an animal with. Like it is a talon. It is like it's weird.
Fuck.
I'll show it to you. It's scary and it's so rusty and so nasty and like what? Okay, like disgusting knife. And he just opens it up and he's just staring at me. Sort of. He's not really looking anywhere, but he's like trying to look at me, and. He's breaking down, and I couldn't tell you what I said to him. I don't remember it at all, but I was in so much panic that whatever I said was absolute brilliance from out of nowhere, because he just dropped it, and he just, like, broke down again and left, and
he just left?
I picked up the knife,
and
I still have it.
He just, like, cried and left?
Yeah, he just dropped it and he cried and he left.
Did you catch that? The microphone began to glitch at the exact moment in the story when Samson raised his knife, the knife that Bailey still keeps in his home. We don't know what caused the glitch, and it has never happened before or since. Remember that. We think it'll be important later. And after that day, the investigation officially began. I locked myself up in my apartment for a weekend and did what any respectable millennial would do. I Googled it. I had to be sure I wasn't barking up the wrong tree, and by the next time Bailey and I met to record, I was prepared.
Are you cursed by a witch? So I gave you a bit of background, right?
To start a bit of background.
Think about like when the curse might have happened and for what reasons. And now we're going to get into the nitty gritty. Like this is just sort of like a are you or are you not, yeah? Mm-hmm. So about how long would you say you've been experiencing this bad luck, this sort of like cursed cloud?
I've always felt like my circumstances have been crazier than other people's, but also, no, that's not true. I shouldn't say that because I've only recently realized how different my experiences are from other people. Okay. However, if I really think back on it, I could say that my whole life I've noticed how crazy these circumstances are to me.
We're going to get real specific now. Go. We'll work our way down.
Do it.
Have you ever found yourself surrounded by flies or insects, even while indoors?
Yes.
What? Really? Like, but in yeah. an unusual way?
Not like hordes of them.
But like, you feel like they're always kind of around you.
Yeah, but not like in a I stink kind of way.
Well, that's not what I'm saying. It's not like yes. a pig pen
I don't,
cloud.
I can't answer that with more specificity than yes, because I'm thinking of like multiple circumstances where I remember being like, why are there so many insects in this building with me right now?
Oh, or with weird. All of us.
Yeah.
Okay, I have to say like the reason I put this one first was mm-hmm. because I was positive you would be like, no, that's stupid.
Oh, interesting. I'm not trying to give in to that. I know. Think of that. When you said it, it clicked
that,
with me.
I know that you okay. wouldn't. That's just, I literally put that first because I thought you would say no.
Interesting.
Okay. Well, have you had a tarot or oracle reading lately?
No.
Okay. Well, if you had, you might find that it would be either very negative or just gibberish. Just like the cards don't make any sense. But you haven't, so that's irrelevant. Maybe we'll come back to that.
Okay.
Do you constantly like lose or misplace things that are like kind of small but like important?
Always. Every day. Day to day. Almost every single day I will set down something, whether it's my keys or my phone or my wallet at yeah. some point. Every single this has been a plague of mine since high school, actually, mm-hmm. to a point where people make fun of me about it.
Unexplained aches and pains that are out of the ordinary.
Yeah, but I played football and I'm a big dude.
Sure. I always kind of,
I do. I have a lot of them, so I can't really. That's hard because sure. I feel weird pains all the time.
Okay. poor sleep or sleep paralysis?
Never sleep paralysis. That shit's scary.
It's very scary.
Now, I've had weird sleep situations, but I would never call it sleep paralysis, but where I woke up and thought something was happening that wasn't happening and things. But yeah, you know this. I've had like a lot of insomnia issues in my life. And that really didn't start till around high school either. Yeah, I have a lot of sleeping issues.
What about recurring nightmares?
I have recurring three in particular that I have had since I was a little kid, and they're very specific.
I think we need to go into those at a later date.
I'm okay with that, but I need to tell you one of them does involve a woman who in my mind I have always envisioned as a witch. Now I don't know that. She's not wearing a pointy hat or has a big nose or anything. She's just a woman. But it is a very vivid image in my mind that I remember very well. And she's not a person I know from my real life.
Do you know how old you first had that?
I was very young when I first had that. Little. Yeah. Is when I first started having the recurring dream. And I just, in the last couple years, have started having these dreams again. Mm-hmm. Two of them, of the three.
Including that one?
Yes, but different. Ooh. It's different now a little bit. It's, yeah. It has morphed because my mom used to always be in it. Now it's just me. It used to be my mom and I. It was just me. Yeah.
We'll get into that.
Yeah. That's a whole thing.
That's a whole thing. I'm taking some notes on that. Okay. Okay. Do you find strange items around your home or among your belongings that don't belong to you? Like powders or oils or stones? Cards, fetishes, feathers, carvings.
No, but that's weird that you said carvings. In my home and not in... No, but I feel like I see things that are meant for me a lot. Does that make sense? Like,
what do you mean?
Like, there was a carved totem. Okay, like it was like a tree that had been carved, people's faces carved into it. But it was like on purpose. This is at the library in downtown Burbank.
Okay.
And there's a little notch, and it had JBB on it, and that's my initials.
Yeah.
And it was just cool. It was just kind of crazy that that was there, just because why was I, like, inspecting this enough to see that? Why was it? I just was. I was just walking by and went, oh, this is cool, and looked, and the first thing I see is my initials, things like that. But no, I don't find, like, little mementos, like, hidden for me anywhere.
That's good.
Yeah.
I feel like that might be more of an acute curse situation.
That would also be, like, creepy as fuck. Like, finding weird things in your house.
Yeah, it's a little Blair Witch.
Yeah, I don't like that. That was the first thing I thought of was Blair Witch.
Okay, what about, like, persistent money issues or, like, situations in which you'll have, like, one big unexpected bill, and then as soon as that's resolved, another one immediately
crops up? Oh, yeah, that's my constant life. But actually, recently, I accidentally, and I don't know how I did it. I still don't know how I did it. It doesn't make any sense numerically. I accidentally paid CarMax $2,000 too much. And I have no idea how I did it. And I do it on an app. And every month I do the same thing. I just click send. Yeah. I typed in the numbers a long time ago, what I pay every month.
It's like basically auto pay.
It's basically auto pay. Like, I just have to do it. And somehow, and I called them and they were just like, it says that you typed this in, that you went in and you changed it. And you made it this for a one-time payment. I was like, I didn't. I did not. I just, there's no way I could have done that. There's no way I could have done that. That was big. But yeah, that's my whole life is like that.
Well, what that makes me think of is when you, like, offered to give me a ride to LAX and then blew out a tire. And then blew out another tire. And then, like, 2 days later, you, like, got your fucking windshield fucked up. Like, your car.
Oh, yeah.
Because the example that people give all the time is, like, you've got a perfectly good car, and then all of a sudden it's five things in a row.
Well, that's hilarious, because my car, it's like, gets a new dent every week. But
yeah, your car's,
I told you this story the other day. They should know this story. I was in the car. We had been talking about the podcast that morning, I think. And I was, like, just in it. My head was just in the podcast, and I was really thinking about, like, all these things that we could do. And I was so excited about these stories I was going to tell. And then we had just talked about this potentially being the witch thing.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about that in my head, like, who could this witch be if this is real? Like, is Marza crazy? Like, all of this, whatever. I was driving. And then all of a sudden I see this thing flying at my windshield. And it looked huge as it was flying at me. It turns out it wasn't. But it hit my windshield. And it was a rock, I assume. I was up on the highway, so I was going super fast. And it didn't shatter my windshield. It just left, like, a perfect bullet hole.
Yeah.
Right at the bottom right. So at some point, I'm sure that's going to crack and be garbage. But, yeah. So, wow. Okay.
Turmoil in romantic relationships or close friends who suddenly seem to dislike you for no reason. You're really fucking up close my audio.
Close friends who, what?
Suddenly seem to dislike you for no reason.
That happens to me on the yearly.
That's not good.
Yeah. But I've been told.
You're saying we have an expiration
date. We do. I've been told by people when I tell other friends, like, yeah, this person started not talking to me all of a sudden, they're like, well, it must have been something you did. I'm like, maybe. So that's what I always come back to a little bit, is like, yeah, it's probably something I did.
Maybe.
I just don't know. Maybe I'm just completely unaware. Maybe I cause every little one of these things that happens, and I am just so vacant that I have no idea.
So vacant.
I don't know.
It's a mean thing to say to yourself.
So vastly unaware, yeah.
All right. The other one's near-death experiences.
I have those all the time.
We covered that on episode one, I think.
The robbery was a big one.
Yeah.
That was near-death for sure. But I also, like, how many times have I called you and been like, a wreck just happened right in front of me?
Like, daily.
What? The other day, you were driving in front of me, and you got past a wreck.
I know, and then you called me to make sure I was okay.
Yeah, I was like, are you okay? And you're like, what? And I was like, a wreck just happened right in front of me.
Yeah.
And you're like, you mean the giant fire next to us? I was like, oh no, apparently these people were looking at the wildfire and ran into each other, is what we decided.
It was very symbolic, because it's like, I, like, saw a wildfire and I was like, whatever, and didn't tell you. And then I knew you were right behind me.
I was. And then I was stuck there for 20 minutes while the cops...
Oh my god.
cleaned up. You have playing cards in your hand.
I do.
Okay. What's up?
So we're going to move into this in a moment, but basically the idea of all the stuff that I just asked you, basically the longer it's been going on, if it's been a few weeks, it's a rough patch. Don't worry about it. If it's been more than a few weeks into a few months, then it's very likely a curse. But it's possible that it'll pass on its own. Okay. It's not that strong.
There might be an expiration
all as well. But when you get past months, you get into years, you're starting to look at something that isn't going to pass on its own, and maybe you need to break.
Actively break this curse.
Yeah.
Okay.
And obviously it's not hard science. And also the more things on the list that you're like, yad at me, that's, you're more likely to be cursed. And so it's like, if it's two or three, probably not. If it's four or five, maybe, yeah. If it's all but one, you're fucking cursed. And I think you were literally all but one.
I was all but one.
Even the ones that I was sure that you would say no to.
I don't find little mementos and totems around my house. That's my one.
Fuck.
Whoa.
All right.
I wish we were kidding. That's the other thing, too, is like...
I know.
Like, I'm looking at the list now, like, what the fuck?
I wrote this all-out planning that you would be way more, like...
I'm actively trying not... I'm actively trying to make sure I'm not just saying, like, oh, yeah, because this is this. It's like, you said those things. I was like, oh, yeah, I can think of 100 instances.
So I saw this. So this is a divination technique. I saw this in a couple different places. You can also do it with tarot cards. I don't have that because I'm not fancy.
Okay.
But I do have playing cards. So I'm going to hand these to you.
I'm a goggle.
But first, just hold on to them and just sort of start thinking about some of the stories and things, some of the stuff we just talked about, some of the things that have been floating around your head. So now as you're shuffling, transfer your energy from thinking about the ways in which you might be cursed to asking the question, am I cursed? And the thing about witchcraft, and this comes up a lot, is if you're just playing around, if you're just having a good time, being like, all right, I'll go through the motions, I'll do the thing, it's not going to work. So you have to, like, really believe. All right. So what you're going to do is make three piles, card by card, face up. Don't start yet. You'll stop on each pile when you get to 10 cards or when you get to an ace. Concentrating on all the stuff we just talked about and concentrating on the question. Start whenever you're ready. Cool.
Oh, God. Two aces and an eight.
Dude, okay. So basically, the more aces you have and the more quickly they come up, the more likely you are to be cursed.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're recording.
That's why I videotaped it, because I wanted to make sure it was talking.
Okay, so tell them what just happened, in case they never get to see
it. So the first pile, the ace came up on the third card.
Yeah, it went 1, 2, ace.
And the second pile, the ace came up on the second card.
It went 4, ace, yeah.
So in the first 5 cards, you had 2 aces.
What does that mean? Does it have a meaning?
I mean, it's 2 out of 3, but like too fast.
It means
fast.
Like you're cursed as fuck, but there's
maybe
hope.
Maybe,
or like maybe it's fixable. Maybe that's what that means.
I'm gonna be honest. I'm not a fucking expert.
I'm not either, man. I just we gotta.
You know what I
infer?
Think?
We gotta what? What do you think?
I think we need an expert.
I think we do too. I think we need somebody who actually knows what the fuck they're talking about. Do we get a witchcraft expert, or do we get a fucking...
Next time.
Next time. Bailey was cursed by a witch. Is that what we're calling it? Bailey was cursed by a witch?
Yeah, did I not tell you that?
No.
Can you think of a better title?
It's so... That's exactly what it is.
Is it on the nose?
It's so on the nose. You're right. Fuck it. That's what it's called. Bailey was cursed by a witch. Can we make a theme song?
Yeah.
Bailey was cursed by wind. So what have we learned from this session before we get to our 51st minute of banter? What do you what have we learned? We've learned I'm for sure fucking cursed based on that list of criterion.
You're for sure cursed based on that list.
I am for sure cursed based on the cards. On the divination card.
I am so glad that I took a video of that.
That was crazy. We've learned that we need an expert. Yeah, that we need somebody who knows what the fuck they're talking about.
I think I know someone to call.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
A friend?
A friend.
Okay, cool. I'm in next time. On my favorite murder.
Billy was cursed by a witch. So what do you think? I believe that if we can figure out how and why and by whom Bailey was cursed, we can figure out how to break it. If you're anything like me, after that test, your head is spinning with theories and questions. Join us on Facebook and Instagram to see extra investigative materials, including the video of the divination. If you've listened to our mini-sode, you know that we've started to get some pretty interesting listener mail.
How is this defined but by words? Then, :, words lift us free. Use your words wisely and be free.
What?
Also, it's a shame that Tolkien had to die before they made the movies.
What?
Wait, signed, yours, period.
And now we can't wait to hear from you. You can contact us on Facebook or Instagram at Bailey Was Cursed or email us at baileywascursed@gmail.com. We believe we can break this thing, but we can't do it alone. So thank you, listeners. We really can't do this without you. Here's what's coming up next time on Bailey Was Cursed by a Witch.
The next thing I know, I'm on the ground and these two dudes are kicking the shit out of me. Now, G-Bones is is untrustable. She's a peanut butter and jelly untrustable, and she just...
What does that mean? I don't understand your reference.
This person who will remain nameless, we're gonna call her Stalker Channing, because she's a stalker.
You know that you're a Leo, right? Your son is in Leo. But your son is in the 8th house, which is the house of Scorpio, which is the house of, like, where it's the darkness, and where it's the hidden shadows, and, like, all this stuff. So the sun wants to shine, but it has a hard time shining in the 8th house.
Bailey Was Cursed by a Witch was created, written, edited, and produced by J. Bailey Burcham and me, Marza Worsinski, featuring original songs by Adam James and Austin Archer, with additional music by John Bannister. Logo designed by Kenna Worsinski.
They can't be taught to lie. They can't be taught to lie.